Outside the nation's capital stands a church where George Washington prayed and served as a vestryman or lay leader. This is Falls Church. It was founded in 1732 before there even was an Episcopal church. 6 years ago, its congregation voted overwhelmingly to leave the Episcopal umbrella, and that led to a dispute over the ownership of this historic property. The decision was made after Gene Robinson, an openly gay man, was consecrated as an Episcopal bishop. The Episcopal Church is part of the Worldwide Anglican Communion, and Falls Church was one of many congregations that broke from the U.S. Church by aligning themselves with conservative Anglican provinces in Africa and South America. The Reverend John Yates says there were broad disagreements over Scripture.
We were seeing a growing increase in the leadership of the church represented by people who no longer believed as we believed.
But under presiding bishop Catherine Jeffords Shorey, the National Episcopal Church won a court battle over ownership of the property. This congregation now has until April 30th to move out of the old church and its new prayer hall.
Hallelujah.
But spirits remain high. As the worship continues every Sunday, even though many parishioners feel the eviction is unjust.
That we have been misguided to believe that these buildings belong to us.
Yates tells the congregation that God has a plan for them, as he had one for the biblical Israelites.
Well, God tells Isaiah that he's laying the groundwork now for a new creation. That it will be a world in which there is no more injustice.
The Reverend Roger Furlow trains future priests at the Virginia Theological Seminary, the largest Episcopal divinity school in the United States.
And to get the transcendent and the immanent to engage in a...
The Episcopal Church's membership has been dropping since the 1960s, and this year it dipped below 2 million for the first time. But Furlow has faith that the church will rebound.
What heartens me teaching in a place like this is that I've got full classes, and half my students are under 35.
Melanie Mullen grew up going to a Presbyterian church every Sunday, but later drifted away.
I had a hard time thinking of a God that didn't like my gay and lesbian friends.
And that's what drew her here.
The idea that the Episcopal Church was in scandal, taking a stand for gay rights, was actually appealing to me and to a lot of my friends.
Religion professor David Rusin has tracked the overall decline of mainline Protestant churches. He says that the Episcopal split was actually a good thing.
So much energy was going into fighting each other. It was consuming so many resources that should have been going into other challenges.
But energy still goes into the dispute over church properties valued in the tens of millions of dollars. The dean of the Virginia Seminary, the very Reverend Ian Markham, says congregations do not own the properties they use.
Just because I'm a deeply charismatic preacher and teacher inside a congregation, am I allowed to suddenly wake up one morning having mesmerized my congregation and say, hey guys, let's take this parish hall and the church and everything else out of the Episcopal Church? That's not our policy.
And he asked that God would come down.
After hearing Reverend Yates' sermon, Sharon Knight believes her congregation will get over the loss.
Well, our faith isn't in the buildings. It's in God.
It's a price many former Episcopalians say they will pay to be true to their conservative beliefs. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Falls Church, Virginia.